We're on the top of Kofi Amid Aleph. We're going to be starting three lines down. The Gemara is involved in a long tangent, both on the topics of Kiddush and Havdalah. Gemara has been on this tangent now for a couple of dapim and will continue to be here for the next couple of dapim as well. Yesterday we ended off the daf with an entire amud dedicated to the discussion of what exactly was the Havdalah that was said over by Ula. Ula comes to the town of Pumbedisa. And he says Havdalah, and the Amoraim in Pumbedisa are super excited. Rav Yehuda wants to know exactly how Ula is saying over the Havdalah. Most of yesterday's daf revolved around exactly what the Nusach of Havdalah is, including the Chasima. And so we got a small window into exactly what Ula said in terms of his Nusach of the Havdalah. It was very short. It was very punctuated. The Gemara was a little bit bothered by the fact that it didn't cover the standard format of a bracha. Didn't have a paragraph, it didn't have a chasima, according to Ula. Nevertheless, the Gemara defends Ula. Ula views the bracha of Havdalah as a berachas hoda'a. And that's why it could be short and succinct. With that stated, just picking up right where we left off yesterday, Kuf Hamad Aleph, three lines from the top, Rabbi Hananya, Bar Shamaya, Vitamida the Rav Aviyasu B'Suhudasa. So you have Rav Hananya together with the students of Rav, sitting down in the meal, v'kai alaihu Rav Hamanuna Saba. Serving them was Rav Hamanuna. Amrule, they say to him, Zilchazi mekadesh yom hanafsek v'nivka l'shabasa. Do us a big favor, please go outside and see as to whether or not the sun has already set, and if in fact Shabbos has come already, and if so, then we're going to take a break, and we're going to take away the tables, we're going to bench, and then we're going to make kiddush, and we're going to introduce Shabbos. So once again, for already I lost count, but more than a couple of times in this perek. So we have a group of Rabbanim who were eating a meal on Friday afternoon. Okay, a frequently asked question, which I don't have a particularly good answer for, is what are all these Chachamim, Tanaim, Amoraim doing eating a meal on Friday afternoon? Even if they're doing so beheter, it's certainly not recommended to have a meal on Friday afternoon. One has to imagine that there's a good reason why they're eating a meal on Friday afternoon. Could be that there was some Suda's mitzvah that was involved. I'll just leave it off that the question is better than any answer that I can make up right now. But anyway, so here we are now with another episode where you have a group of Amoraim who are eating a meal. It's Friday afternoon, and now Shabbos has come. So, as a quick refresher of what we learned already in the beginning of this parak, so machlokus between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not you should be mafsik or you should not be mafsik. Rabbi Yossi Shita is that there's no need to be mafsik, you just continue with your meal, and the meal transitions into a Shabbos meal. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is you have to be mafsik. Mafsik means that you got to stop the meal, you got to bench, and then you got to make kiddush, and you start your meal now, you start your second meal for Shabbos. So those were the Shitas, and if you also remember, so we had a middle Shita, and that was Rav Yehuda Mishmol said that we're not going to follow like Rav Yossi, nor are we going to follow like Rav Yehuda, but rather, Paros Mapo Mekadosh, just takes us all the way back to the bottom of Kuf Amud Aleph. So the Shita, Rav Yehuda Mishmol, is Paros Mapo Mekadosh. You just simply put a cloth over everything, you make Kiddush, and you continue, but there's no benching, and there's no Siluk HaShulchan. You don't have to remove the table. So those are the various positions. So over here, the Amoraim are now asking the Shamash, do us a favor. We're right now in the middle of the meal, and Shabbos is on its way, and Shabbos is here. And if Shabbos is in fact here, so they think to themselves that they have to stop and remove the table and bench and start a meal anew. Seemingly, what it sounds like is that they think that the halacha goes like Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Lahu, so he says back to him, this is not the Shamash talking to them. Lo tzrichi, so it's not necessary. Shabbos kava nafsha, because Shabbos is koveya for itself. And the way the Rashbam understands it, so basically, I'll read the Rashbam inside. Shabbos kava nafsha, second where I lie down. L'su'udasa d'me'achar shi'o seras aleinu lechol, me'ata b'lo kiddush. So look, when Shabbos comes along, so at that point in time, we cannot eat until we make kiddush. So ein lecha hefsek galdo mizeh. There's no bigger hefsek than that. The fact that kiddush demands that we're not allowed to eat until we make kiddush. So ume atzma su'uda Shabbos chashiva nivdals mesudas chol. And as a result of that, the Suda Shabbos really remains now independent of the weekday Suda v'day lechem b'prisas mapa v'kiddush. And therefore, it would be sufficient if we just cover the food, make kiddush, and then go on from there. So the answer that's given to them by the Shamashu, obviously is a Talmud Chacham, is that there is absolutely no need to stop the meal bench and start a meal anew. What we can do is continue our meal. And basically, Shabbos imposes its will, meaning Shabbos, because of the halacha, that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So basically, Shabbos now comes in there and goes ahead and converts the meal. Now, obviously, we're still going to have to make Kiddush, meaning the way the Rashbam explains it, there's still going to be priestess mapa of a Kiddush. But nevertheless, Shabbos becomes such a force that the Shabbos goes ahead and takes the meal and turns it into a Shabbos meal. So the Amar Rav Kishem Shesh Shabbos Kovas LeMeiser Kach Shabbos Kovas LeKiddush. And back to the Gemara, and the Gemara says that this is consistent with the Shita of Rav. You know that Shabbos is a Koveh when it comes to Meiser, and the halacha is that any produce that has not gone through the Gemara Malacha, so one is allowed to snack from that produce without having taken off Shumas and Maisos, because there is not yet a Chiyuv of Hafrashas Shumas and Maisos until you experience Gemara Malacha. However, there are a number of things that are Koveya the food, that basically establish the food, so that even though the produce itself has not experienced Gemara Malacha, nevertheless, it would be prohibited to go ahead and even snack from the food. And one of them is Shabbos. Shabbos is a koveya. The Rashbam over here explains that Shabbos, every time we eat on Shabbos, it's a function of Oneg Shabbos, and it makes everything that we eat significant. And there's really no such thing as snacking on Shabbos, meaning halachically, legally. So there's no snacking on Shabbos. So as a result of that, Shabbos is koveya when it comes to Meiser. Shabbos is also going to be koveya when it comes to Kiddush, meaning that when Shabbos comes in, one is not allowed to eat before Kiddush. And so once again, Shabbos is imposing its will on any food that you eat. And again, so the idea is that even though we're in the middle of the meal, but this imposing of Shabbos is going to go ahead and turn a Shabbos into a Shabbos meal. And there's no need to bench and to restart a new meal. But there is still a requirement of Paros Mapa Mekadesh. So now that we have this halacha that Shabbos imposes its will, so we think right now, the Gemara telegraphs its Havamina, that this is true both on the front end and on the back end of Shabbos, meaning just like on the front end of Shabbos, so you're not allowed to eat until Kiddush, until you make Kiddush. So the same thing is true when Shabbos exits, so you're not allowed to eat until you make Havdalah. That means to say that let's say you're right in the middle of the meal, and Shabbos now is ended, so you can't finish your meal, but basically, in order for you to continue eating, you're first going to have to make Havdalah, and then afterwards, we're going to restart the meal. In other words, let's say clear, you're going to have to bench, make Havdalah, and then restart the meal. That's right now the Gemara's assumption. So Amar Lehu Rav Amram, Hachi Amar Rav, L'Kiddush Kavas, V'lo L'Havdalah Kavas. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's a Havamina, but that's not the Maskana. The Gemara has a tradition, B'Shem Rav, that for Kiddush, it's a Koveya. Shabbos is a Koveya, meaning that if you want to go ahead now and eat food once Shabbos has begun, you must make Kiddush. Kiddush is a necessary prerequisite in order to eat. However, when it comes to Havdalah, so Havdalah is not going to be a Koveya, which means to say that if you're already involved in a meal, there's no need to go ahead and stop the meal just because there's a requirement of Havdalah. Now the Gemara says, and that's true in terms of stopping the meal. Aval aschule lo mischalina. But what you cannot do is that once you arrived at the end of Shabbos and once the chiv of Havdalah kicked in, then what you cannot do is you cannot start a meal. Now, as far as Hafsaka is concerned, so that's only if you are involved in a meal. But if you're involved in just drinking, so that is not going to be significant enough where you can just go ahead and continue drinking. So for that, you have to stop. Now, as far as drinking is concerned, so that's true. That's only true when it comes to significant drinks like wine and beer. And Rashi's understanding over here, again, the Rashbam I meant, the Rashbam, v'lo amaran, aschule lo, elechamer v'shechra, avamaya leslan bad. Now this is talking about the haschala, meaning that to start drinking wine, to start drinking beer, so that you're not allowed to do once Havdalah's kicked in, avamaya leslan bad. But if you want to start water, so that you're allowed to do. Upligi de Rav Huna chazi alehu gavra. Now this is against Rav Huna, because Rav Huna sees a person, tishasamai, who is drinking water, v'kodim Havdalah, before Havdalah, amr le, and he says to him, lamistafi mar ma'askara, you're not worried about developing a significant health risk, askara, the type of death that was experienced by the students of Rabbi Akiva. Detani, we learned in a brisa, Mishmei to Rabbi Akiva, kol atom klom kodem shiavdol, anyone who tastes anything before they make Havdalah, which obviously includes even water, misasa ba'askara, person's going to die through askara. So it is a very serious offense to go ahead and to drink anything, even water, before Havdalah. So Rabban debe Ravashi lo kapta mayim, and then the Gemara says, yeah, that's true, that is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. But not everyone's in agreement with that. Rav Ashi and the yeshiva Rav Ashi, they were makbid on water, meaning they would go ahead and they would drink water, even though Shabbos is concluded, and even though the chiva of Avdala has begun, but they would drink water even going, even after Shabbos is concluded, even before Avdala was stated. Okay, so the Gemara now has just concluded its first topic of today, and that is whether or not Kiddush is a koveya, whether or not Havdalah is a koveya. As far as conclusions over here, Kiddush is absolutely a koveya. You go into Shabbos, even if you're in the middle of the meal, when Shabbos comes, so you have to stop. Now, stopping over here, as we've just concluded in the first part of today's daf, does not mean that you have to bench. Benching is not necessary. We do pasken like Rabbi Yossi, but still, once the chi of Kiddush has rolled around, so you're not allowed to eat, so therefore, poris mapa umekadesh. This is the Rashbam's understanding of our Gemara, and it's really consistent with what we learned almost a week ago on Daf Kuf. Good, so that's the halacha regarding the requirement of Kiddush. What can you eat before Kiddush? Meaning, once the Chi of Kiddush has come in, what can you eat? So the answer is nothing. And the Rashbam says that very clearly. The Rashbam, towards the bottom, lo kapti amaya, the Rashbam is five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Avakame kiddusha kapte mishum kavod Shabbos v'hachi hilchasa. So he says before Kiddush, there you can't have anything. You can't have food. You can't have water. So the Rashbam over here is very clear in terms of his position. You cannot have anything before Kiddush. V'shamina namishim hayusod nebeshabbos v'hirchshich gomrim kol sudasum emezam nevarcha kach mavdilan. Now the next part. I'll go back to it in just a moment. Good. So that's when it comes to the halachas of Kiddush. What about Havdalah? So by Havdalah, the halacha in the Gemara is up for a little bit of debate. Meaning to say it's as follows. If you're in the middle of the meal and the Zman Havdalah comes on, so you have every right to finish your meal. Right? That's the Gemara's conclusion. For a moment, the Gemara had a havamina that you're not allowed to finish your meal, but the conclusion of the Gemara is you're absolutely allowed to finish your meal, and that's what we just read in the Rashbam. That if you're besoch asuda, once you're in the middle of the meal, so the Chiva Havdalah is not going to force you to stop. It's not going to compel you to have to break in the middle of the meal, but rather you can finish your meal, and then when the meal is over, then only then can you make Havdalah. As far as what foods that allows you to just continue? So certainly the halacha is a bread, meaning if you're in the middle of a seuda, so that obviously can continue. In terms of being maschil, so what can you start after the zman Havdalah is kicked in? Meaning you're not in the middle of the meal, but the zman Havdalah is kicked in and you would like to eat a little something. So you can't have any food and you can't have any significant drinks, but you can have water. Now, even that is not agreed to by everybody. Some are the opinion that you can have water, some are not of the opinion that you cannot have water. And so that last point is open for a debate within the Gemara itself. Okay. Adkan, that takes us to the first part of today's daf. Continuing now in the Gemara, we're on Kofi Amud Aleph, halfway down. Somebody who does not make Kiddush on Friday night, does he have an opportunity to make up the Kiddush on Shabbos day? A just brief word of introduction as it relates to Kiddush. We're going to be discussing this in much greater detail in tomorrow's daf regarding the fundamentals and basics of Kiddush. But for our purposes right now, so Kiddush on Friday night is Kiddush, meaning it's classically Kiddush. It has the status of Kiddush. Let's consider that aside from the paragraph of Vayichulu, which is not mentioned in the Gemara, and that comes up as that came about as a minhag sometime later on after the Gemara, or it could be the minhag goes back to the Gemara. Gemara just doesn't mention it. Whatever the case is. But Kiddush begins with the Bar Priya Gafen. Then afterwards there's a paragraph which concludes with Mekadesh Shabbos, and that's obviously Kiddush. In other words, we're sanctifying the day of Shabbos. And when we're talking about Kiddush, that's what we're talking about. Now it's true that on Shabbos morning, after davening, so you go home and you make Kiddush, but That's not Kiddush. That is what we're gonna give it a term in tomorrow's daf in terms of how to describe it. The Gemara describes it somewhat euphemistically as Kiddusha Rabba, the great Kiddush, but that's not Kiddush. It's a Bar Pir Gafen. And yes, we do say some paragraphs before it, but that's Minhagim. Meaning, but there's no bracha that sets it aside as Kiddush, as being a sanctification of Shabbos. It's just simply a Bar Pir Gafen. We're going to be talking about it very briefly in today's daf, but anyway, in tomorrow's daf, we're going to be speaking about it in more detail. That's not Kiddush. The question that the Gemara now is raising and entertaining is the idea that, for whatever reason, you didn't say Kiddush on Friday night, meaning the Kiddush of Bar Pir Gafen and the Bracha of Mekadosh Shabbos. So is it too late on Shabbos morning? You wake up and for whatever reason you didn't say it on Friday night. So can you make it up on Shabbos day? That's the question the Gemara is asking. It is not clear from the Gemara whether or not you forgetting it on Friday night was an act of Shogig. Was it an act of Mazid? And it happens to be that that's a little bit beyond the surface of the Gemara. It's subject to a debate. But anyway, but for our purposes right now, just to keep the Gemara simple and streamlined, so the question is that if you haven't said Kiddush on Friday night, so can you say it on Shabbos day? Amar leh mida amri b'nei Rebbe Chiya, mishlo hibdo b'motzei Shabbos, mavdo v'holech kol Shabbos kulo. So we know a statement of Rebbe Chiya, which we're going to be discussing in more detail in tomorrow's daf, and that is if you fail to say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, so then mavdo v'holech kol Shabbos kulo, you have the whole week to say Havdalah. And that's going to be further clarified in tomorrow's daf in terms of you have the entire week, not exactly, but we'll come back to that tomorrow. But anyway, hachanami mishlo kiddush be'erev Shabbos mikash v'holech kol hayom kulo. So the Gemara thinks now that there's an equivalency. If I have ample time to say Havdalah, make up Havdalah well into the week, so therefore it stands to reason that I have ample time to make up Kiddush for the balance of Shabbos. If I forget Kiddush on Friday night for whatever reason, so I can make it up with the rest of Shabbos. So Eisvei, so the Gemara says, okay, that's an argument, but let's take a look at a Braisa together. The Braisa reads, Leila Shabbos v'leila Yom Tov yesh b'hem kedusha ala kos v'yesh b'hem haskar b'berchaz amazon. So when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov on the night of Shabbos, night of Yom Tov, so there's Kiddush, meaning Kiddush ala kos, but that's what you and I describe as Kiddush. And also there's Ritzeh, and in the case of Yantav is Yalav Yava. Shabbos v'yantav ein behem kedusha ala kos v'yesh behem askar b'berchaz amazon. Now when we're talking about the day of Shabbos and the day of Yantav, so there's no kedusha ala kos, there's no Kiddush. Now, again, let's go back to what I said just moments earlier. What does that mean there's no Kiddush? Isn't there Kiddush on the second meal of Shabbos and the second meal of Yantav? So it's not Kiddush in the classic sense, meaning we're not going to be making a bracha of Kiddush. Yes, there's going to be a kosher yain, and yes, we're going to make a Bar Pir Gafen, but it's not Kiddush. It doesn't have a bracha. So therefore, on Shabbos day and on Yom Tov day, so there's no Kiddush, but there is, there's Haskara. We're going to mention Ritzeh and Shabbos on the benching, and we're going to add Yalav Yavo into the benching of Yom Tov, but there's no Kiddush during the day. So the Gemara now thinks that it has a question. The Gemara formulates, V'yisakadach ha-mishalo kiddush be'erev Shabbos, mikash v'holech kol hayom kulo, Shabbos v'yom tov nami mishkach alehu, di'esh b'em kiddusha ala kos, di'ilo kadosh mi'orta mikash l'machar. So the Gemara says, well, if you're right, that in the event that you missed Kiddush on Friday night, you'll have a chance to make up the next day. So why doesn't the Braisa at least entertain that there are going to be a time, there's going to be a possibility that Kiddush can be made during the day in the event that you're going to make Kiddush on Friday night? So Amar Leh, so that's the question, but the answer is pretty straightforward. Amar Leh, di'i lo katani. No, that's a what-if case. The Braisa isn't interested in giving us the what-if case. The Braisa is telling us about somebody who's compliant. He's following the halacha, and for such an individual, so what Shabbos is going to look like? So that's what the Braisa is dealing with. Friday night, they're going to have Kiddush on the coast with a bracha of Mekadosh Shabbos, and there's going to be Ritzeh, and then Shabbos day, there's not going to be Kiddush ala kos, meaning there's no bracha of Mekadosh Shabbos. Again, there's going to be Kiddush over a cup of wine, which we'll get back to tomorrow's daf, but there's no Kiddush under normal circumstances. Yes, there could be a circumstance that in the event that you didn't say Kiddush on Friday night, you're going to say it on Shabbos day, but that's not the focus of the Braisa. The Braisa is just telling us what is the baseline halacha for somebody who is ready to be compliant with the halacha. Good. The Gemara now thinks that it has another question based on another Braisa. The Braisa reads, we're two lines from the bottom, Eisvei. So this is going to be another question that is posed from Ravina to Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Remember, the question was originally posed from Ravina to Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak gives a very clear answer. So presumably these questions are being posed by Ravina. Esvei. So he asks him another question. Kavi Yomtav, Kavi Laila, Kavi Yom Konim. So I'm sorry. Let's read that again a little bit clearer. Kavod Yom v'Kavod Laila, Kavod Yom Kodem. So if it's a choice between honoring the day versus honoring the night, so honoring the day should take precedence. The way the Rashbam understands it, it means like this. Rachmanis, a person is very limited in terms of what he has for Shabbos. He does not have a lot of delicacies. He has enough for one meal. So where should he throw all of his delicacies at? Should he throw it at the Friday night meal or at the Shabbos day meal? So ask anybody, and I think, I don't know how people think, but if I had to guess, I would guess that most people would say Friday night. The Gemara clearly does not side with that viewpoint. The Gemara says that the daytime is going to be the more significant meal. It has more chashivas, for reasons which the Gemara quite frankly doesn't articulate, but you're going to take your delicacies and you're going to move them to the Shabbos day. And Friday night, you'll eat sparsely. Now, let's say you only have one cup of wine. So in the topic of limited resources, you're only working with one cup of wine. So what should you do with that one cup of wine? So you're going to say Kiddush on Friday night with that one cup of wine. Because Kiddush Yom comes before Kavod Yom. Now, what the Braisa means is like this. If you had one cup of wine, so basically we have now competing values. On one hand, we just learned together that the kavod you're supposed to have for the daytime meal exceeds that of the nighttime meal. So therefore, one would argue that the cup of wine should go towards the day and not at night. On the other hand, we also have on Friday night, we have the mitzvah of Kiddush. And the mitzvah of Kiddush demands that it be done over a cup of wine. And so if we move the cup of wine to the daytime meal, so we're not going to have Kiddush on Friday night. So the Braisa therefore says that in the event that you only have one cup of wine, what you're going to do is you're going to make Kiddush with that on Friday night, despite the fact that that means now that we're going to have one less delicacy for the Shabbos day meal. Now, the Gemara here proposes its question, V'im Isa, two lines down, on Kuf Hamad Beis. V'im Isa, Lishavke ad Lamachar V'la'avad Beitarte. So the Gemara says, I got a great idea. Why don't you just simply take that cup of wine and move it to the Shabbos day meal? In doing so, aren't you basically now going to get two check marks? You're going to get a check mark for moving the delicacies over to the Shabbos day meal, which has more chashivas, and also you'll say Kiddush al HaKos. And can't you get it both in? Assuming now that Rav Nachman Yitzchak is right. So Amar Leih. So his response is no, it's not right. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So the Gemara says, look, consider the following, that we have an opportunity to say Kiddush on Friday night or to save the Kiddush until Shabbos day. So the Gemara says, here, it's a no-brainer. Obviously, you do the mitzvah at the earliest opportunity. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, very similar to the idea of Zrizim Makdim La Mitzvos. And there may be subtle differences between the two, but I'm certainly not in a position where I can articulate what those differences would be. But it's the basic idea of your first opportunity to do a mitzvah, so do the mitzvah as early as you can. So if you have a mitzvah to say Kiddush on Friday night, it's gonna leave you without wine for the daytime meal. But still, the value of mitzvah b'shaita, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, is such a strong value that yes, that's the correct procedure. Umi amrina chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. The Gemara says, now is this true that we really do subscribe to this idea of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? V'atanya, the Gemara quotes the following brisa. So let's say you go home on Motzei Shabbos, Mevarech. So you're going to first make Havdalah. And that's going to mean Aliyayin, Valamor, Valabesamim, V'achar Kach, Omer Havdalah Lakos. So the sequence of Havdalah is going to be wine, Mo'or, Besamim, and then followed by the Brach of Havdalah. That's not our order. As we already went over in yesterday's daf, our order is going to be first Besamim and then Mo'or. But we'll come back to that a little bit later on at the end of today's daf, the beginning of tomorrow's daf. We'll come back to the fact that this brice over here is not going like the accepted halacha. Now, if you only have one cup of wine, and now you want to make havdalah at the same time, also you want to have a malava malka with bread, and you want to wash, and you want to bench, and not only do you want to bench, but you want to bench over a cup of wine. So now I have two reasons why I would like to use this cup of wine: one for benching, one for havdalah. So what do you do? So hopefully you remember the Gemara back on Kuf Beis. So what you're going to do is you're going to bundle. So what you'll do is you'll bundle. You'll do the havdalah and the benching over the cup of wine. Meaning first you'll eat, and then you're going to bench, and together with the benching, you're also going to make the Havdalah over that cup of wine. Now, remember, the Gemara Kuf Beis says that bundling is no good. Enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So that's true, but the Gemara also notes that if there is a, if there's cost to bundle, meaning over here you only have one cup of wine, so ain brera, there's no choice, you're going to bundle. Anyway, what comes out over here is as follows, the Gemara is really bothered. Velo amrina chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And meanwhile over here, so you had an opportunity to say Havdalah, and you had the opportunity to say Havdalah earlier that evening. Shabbos has come to an end, and now there's Havdalah. Ah, you want to eat and you want to bench? Oh, so you know what? Delay the Havdalah. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Delay the Havdalah. Earlier we proposed the idea of delaying Kiddush, and the Gemara said, you can't delay Kiddush. Mitzvah b'shaita chaviva. Do the mitzvah at the first opportunity. So the Gemara says, why don't you say the same thing over here but with Havdalah? So you have an opportunity to say Havdalah. Ah, push it off. What do you mean push it off? Say Havdalah as your earliest opportunity. That's the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara thinks that we have a strong question over here. So Amar Leih. So once again, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Ana lo chachima ana velo chuza ana velo yichida ana. Literally translated as, I'm not such a chacham and I don't have prophetic ability, and I'm not speaking as an individual over here. Ela gamarna v'sadrana ana. But rather, I have everything organized, and I have this as part of my Masara. And you can see the Rashbam over here who spends a little bit of time going through each one of the phrases, the significance of each one of the phrases. But basically, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, in introduction to his answer, says, look, this is something that I have as Masudar. It's something which is an accepted answer. And you go to the Beis Medrash and you ask him in the Beis Medrash the question that you just asked, and they're going to give you the answer which I'm about to provide to you. So he's giving a number of words of introduction, promoting how good an answer it is that he's going to give, and his answer goes like this. Shanilan, there's a big difference between the introduction of Shabbos and the conclusion of Shabbos. So iuli yuma kol kama dimikad minan le adif umichavavinan le. So when it comes to the introduction of Shabbos, so of course the first opportunity you have to introduce Shabbos, so you want to introduce it at that point in time. It shows the chavivas. It shows the love we have for Shabbos. So delaying Kiddush would basically be working in defense against that love that we have for Shabbos. So do it at the earliest time. However, afuke yuma. But when it comes to exiting Shabbos and excusing Shabbos, me'achrinan lei. So their delay is exactly what we want. So the attitude that we want to display is that we want Shabbos to be here as long as possible, and even if it means that Shabbos is not going away super quickly, that's fine by us. We love Shabbos. Ki hechidol lehave ala ketuna. If we try to dispense with Shabbos as quickly as possible, looking for the first opportunity to make Havdalah, so it looks like Shabbos is a burden, and we don't want to give off that impression at all, and we want to look like we have a serious love and desire for Shabbos. So delaying Shabbos and pushing off Havdalah is something that the Chachamim would recommend and promote, and that's the kind of behavior they would condone. Okay, Adkan, we'll stop over here, and tomorrow we're going to go through the 8 takeaway points that we just learned from this Braisa. So we're going to go through all that tomorrow. In the meantime, however, let's quickly recap our daf. The first half of today's daf was about Kiddush being a Koveya. That once this Zman Kiddush comes about, so you're not allowed to eat until you make Kiddush. That is the final word. That's the halacha. Because it's such a strong idea that Kiddush is Koveya. So even if you happen to be in the middle of a meal as Shabbos is entering, so you don't have to stop your meal and restart your meal. Because Kiddush is such a koveya, because you're forced to stop eating until you make Kiddush, so therefore once you pour Mappa Makadish, so now the meal immediately transfers into a Shabbos meal. So that's on the front end. And the Gemara wants to entertain for a moment what's going to be on the back end. Meaning, so when Shabbos now is leaving and now the Zman Havdalah has come, is Havdalah going to be koveya as well? Is Havdalah going to force you to stop eating? And the answer is no. If you're in the middle of the Suda, we all don't know this to be so, but we know this to be so because the Gemara here tells us. So if you're in the middle of the meal and Shabbos is ended, so the meal can continue and you're allowed to continue the meal and you don't have to stop for Havdalah. So for Havdalah is not going to be a Koveya. This idea that Havdalah is not going to be Koveya, that's only true if you're in the middle of the meal. But if you, but once Havdalah, this Zman Havdalah comes in and you haven't started a meal, so ain't no maschil and you're not allowed to start a meal. So and even in stopping the meal, the Gemara clarifies, stopping the meal is where you don't have to stop is only if you're in the middle of the Seuda. But if you're drinking something, so the drinking of something, even if it's significant, so that you can't continue drinking into the evening, you have to be besocha seuda. And in terms of starting the meal, so you can't start a meal after Abdullah, as we already concluded, you can't start drinking after the Zman. What about water? So the Gemara left water open-ended and up for a debate as to whether or not you could drink water once the Zman Havdalah has come. Where the position of the you can't is strongly expressed in the Gemara, but at the same time, we also saw in the Gemara that there were others who were perfectly fine with drinking water before making Havdalah. That was part one of today's daf. Second part of today's daf is the question that was posed from Ravina to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. You didn't make Kiddush on Friday night. Is it possible to make Kiddush on Shabbos day? And so his answer is yes, you can make Kiddush on Shabbos day. For whatever reason, you didn't make Kiddush on Friday night. So Kiddush could be made on Friday day. As I mentioned briefly, and I'll just mention the summary as well, it's not clear in the Gemara and it's open to Emachlokas already by the Rishonim. Let's say you missed Friday night Kiddush b'mezid, right? You just simply, you were in no mood to make Kiddush. You intentionally, deliberately ignore Kiddush on Friday night. So are you going to have that makeup, right? If it's at all comparable to tefillah, so we know that tefillah you can make up, but only if it's b'shogeg or b'onis, but not b'mezid. Okay, discussion as to whether or not the same thing is true. But here, anyway, but the answer. Let's say it simply. According to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, you miss Kiddush on Friday night, you can make it up on Shabbos day. That's the halacha that's said over by Rav Nachman Yitzchak. A number of challenges were given to him. Two brises that were quoted on Kufay Amud Aleph. Which seemingly were challenges to Rav Nachman Yitzchak in both occasions, in both times he defended his position. On Kufay Amud Beis, a third attack on Rav Nachman Yitzchak based on the fact that you go home in Shal Shudas and we learn together in the Brisa that what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to have the meal and then afterwards you'll make Havdalah and you'll bundle everything over the coast Yain. We have this idea of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, doing a mitzvah at its earliest time, and meanwhile over here in this brisa you're not doing the mitzvah at its earliest time, and the gemara is bothered by that. But the gemara's conclusion is that when it comes to introducing Shabbos, you want to make kiddush as early as possible. So if you have one cup of wine and you have an opportunity to make kiddush on Friday night, so then obviously it's the best to make kiddush on Friday night, not push it off until the next day. But that's because, you make Kiddush as early as possible. That's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. When it comes to, dismissing Shabbos and ending Shabbos and making Havdalah, so to the best of our ability, we want to delay that as long as we can. And if it means now that we're going to have a meal and then we're going to make Havdalah after the meal, by all means, the Gemara says that would be fine. Just to remind us, a Tosfos that we saw just a couple of days ago, because obviously the Gemara over here gets a little bit confusing. The Gemara says no in certain terms on the Amud Aleph that if you're not in the middle of the meal and you want to start a meal, you can't start a meal before making Havdalah. And meanwhile, on the Amud Beis of today's daf, the Gemara says that if you only have but one cup of wine and you want to make Havdalah and you also want to make Malava Malka, but only have one cup of wine, so what you could do is that you can have your Malava Malka and you can and you're going to bundle together the kos on the benching together with the kos on Havdalah. And isn't the Amud Beis basically going against the Amud Aleph? So if you remember, so Tosfos was bothered by this question, and Tosfos takes us back a couple days ago, and Tosfos' response is that under the circumstances where you only have one cup, so the chachamim were mekel, meaning that if you have more than one cup of wine, so then obviously Havdalah, you should make Havdalah over one cup and then eat later and then bench later. But if all you have is one cup, so now there's a good reason why you want to delay Havdalah. For the good reason of delaying Havdalah, the good reason over here is that you want to use this cup not only for Havdalah, but also to bench over this cup of wine. It's more in order to bench over a cup of wine. So under those circumstances, so the Chachamim said, so under those circumstances, you can eat before Havdalah. Okay, Adkan.